Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang. Welcome back to Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. This is your host, Nikki Tang, and I hope everybody's feeling empowered and inspired during the month-long celebration for women. I would like to share with you an awesome experience that I had last week wherein I myself was so inspired to be with awesome women co-presenters at a forum last week. From that event, I am more than thrilled at what the future holds for women moving forward. Really, really amazing event. Just to lighten up a bit, I will start with a trivia about the celebration of Women's Day. International Women's Day was started in 1911, marked annually every 8th of March, and then because of the momentum it gained, Women's History Month started being observed annually throughout the month of March in the United States since 1987. Most countries followed suit with a monthly celebration, and no other movement has gained that much force to be observed for the whole month. To start with our episode today, I will read to you a quote today from Danish theologian, philosopher, poet, and social critic Søren Kierkegaard, which provided an inspiration for this episode as I read. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. Beautiful, isn't it? Very deep in its meaning, about how we can understand life as we journey through it. Kind of bringing the lessons learned from the past into our day-to-day lives. No matter what we experience in life, whether those are failures, it is important that we get back on our feet and bring those lessons we learn as we move forward. It's understandable that as women, we often rely on our intuition or gut feel when making decisions. I know I do in many instances. Sometimes my instincts have been proven right, while at other times, they've been wrong. But the beauty of it is that we can use the outcomes to replicate success or avoid mistakes in the future. How many of you can relate to this? Today, we're going to be exploring the power of reflecting on the past, shaping the future. Today, women are making history by breaking down barriers and reaching the top in their respective fields. This is my ongoing experience as I continue to immerse myself in women organizations, in conversations I have with other women leaders, and in pursuing my advocacy for women empowerment. But in order to make my talk for the podcast authentic, I back this up with research as well. So, when I mention things like study shows or statistics show, it means I did my research on a particular topic to give you an authentic experience by which you can resonate. Such as this one. Statistics show that working women are at 47% all over the world, and that number will keep rising. This statistics is very encouraging, right? Now, let us take a look back and see what did you do in the past to land you in the position you're in now. Of course, we can't always prepare for the unexpected, but while we're making plans for the future, don't forget to glance back every once in a while and measure your life. That's how you create change and become change. And speaking of change, that was the theme of the forum that I attended last week. And the title was, Women Making Change for a Change. Change is inevitable and it is necessary to move forward. Here's something I'd like to share with you. Some guidelines that I consider extremely effective in using the past to shape the future. And by the way, this is not only applicable to women, but also good for men. First, make sure not to repeat the same mistakes. Isn't it obvious you wouldn't do it again after failing? Yet, we do it anyway, consciously. That only means we did not learn. The greatest lessons from the past are often learned from mistakes. However, it is important that we should not dwell on I should haves, could haves, and would haves, because it is unhealthy. We should not allow ourselves to get stuck in regrets. That's done. No use crying over spilled milk. Just get another glass and be careful on the second glass. Second, acknowledge what you did right and duplicate it. That is positive reinforcement. For example, let's say you have a project due at work and you manage to finish it ahead of schedule. Instead of just moving on to the next task, take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishment, reflect on what you did differently this time that helped you complete the project so efficiently. Maybe you created a detailed plan beforehand or broke the project down into smaller, more manageable tasks. By recognizing the specific behaviors that led to your success, you can duplicate them in future projects and increase the likelihood of repeating that success. This can be a powerful tool for personal growth and development, as it allows you to build on your strengths and create more positive experiences in the future. Rather than focusing solely on your mistakes or shortcomings, you can shift your attention to what you did well and use that as a foundation for future progress. Of course, it's important to note that this doesn't mean ignoring your weaknesses or areas for improvement. Rather, it's about creating a balanced approach that acknowledges both your strengths and weaknesses and utilizing them to move forward in a positive direction. By building on the positive experiences of the past, you can create a momentum that propels you towards even greater success and fulfillment in the future. My third tip is to ask yourself, what if, when you're making decisions or reflecting on past choices. This is a bit different from the I should haves I have mentioned earlier, because it's not about dwelling on the past or beating yourself up for things you didn't do. Instead, asking what if can be a really powerful tool for reflection. Basically, that means imagining how things might have turned out differently if you had made a different choice or taken a different path. By doing this, you can start to see the potential consequences of your decisions more clearly and make more informed choices in the future. The key, of course, is to use this technique in a mindful way. It's not about getting lost in daydreams or wishful thinking, but about using your imagination to explore the possibilities and make better choices based on what you've learned. When you practice mindful reflection like this, the benefits can be really significant. So, whether you're trying to make a tough decision or just reflecting on your past choices, asking what if can be a really valuable tool in your toolkit. It allows you to explore different outcomes and make more informed choices moving forward, which can lead to greater success, happiness, and fulfillment in your life. In Season 2, Episode 2, titled Why is Clarity So Important? I have discussed what ifs, wherein it is one of the strategies to get clarity on things. Challenging these what if questions is important to look at your track record when making decisions. If you have not listened to that episode, I'm sure it will resonate with you in some aspects of your life. I will provide the link so that you can have easy access. Also, you can check out all the other episodes that you may have missed as well. You've probably seen before and after photos often used in ads for products like slimming aids or facial creams, and they show the dramatic changes that can happen over time. This is the concept of my fourth tip, finding inspiration from the past and pursuing a positive future. The reason people love these kinds of photos is because they can be really inspiring. When you see how far someone has come from their before photo to their after photo, it can help you visualize your own progress and imagine what's possible for you. That's why it's so important to celebrate your milestones and take the time to look back and see how far you've come. Whether you're working towards a fitness goal, building a business, or just trying to improve your life in some way, It's important to acknowledge the progress you've made and use that as motivation to keep going. And speaking of milestones, that is exactly what we're doing with our celebration every March. International Women's Day is a really important milestone for women all over the world. And it's a chance to reflect on the progress we've made and the work that still needs to be done. Finding inspiration can be a really powerful way to stay motivated and keep moving forward towards your goals. And my last is, gain perspective. Sometimes, the only time people will start putting perspective in their lives is when they face gigantic challenges or when facing life-threatening illnesses. This is where the should-haves comes up, like the I should have taken care of my health better kind of thing. You don't have to have a brush with an illness to realize that your unmindful behavior towards your health is the cause of your illness or your actions have led you to become the person you are and that you need some major change. It's the same with your jobs. Perhaps these words from Steve Jobs can get you to look at another perspective before things get into irremediable situations. He said that the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. There are many women who remain so dramatically underrepresented in the senior ranks of most companies. Perhaps they haven't found the right niche, the right career path, or even the right company that will allow them to have the work-life balance they need. High-level jobs require extremely long hours, and women's devotion to family makes it impossible to put in those hours. And so their careers inevitably suffer. Do you agree that these are the reasons that's really holding women back? I would really like to hear from you about your thoughts on the last question I posed before you. Better yet, comment with your thoughts or even recommendations for each episode that I release. You can do that in my group page, Beauty and Beyond with Beautypreneur Nikki Tan. In the page, I always post a summary of each episode, and I would like to encourage you to input your takeaways, your comments, or even suggestions. I'll provide the link for you to join my community in the show notes. By the way, watch out for a dedicated page on Facebook for the Grace Grit and Glow podcast. You can now interact with me or send me the messages on the page as well. I will announce the completion of the page construction soon. Going back to my question, here's what I think. While work-life balance is certainly a factor, it's not the only one. Other factors might include unconscious biases, lack of access to network opportunities, or limited opportunities for promotion. So, while it's important to acknowledge the challenges that women face in the workplace, it's also important to look at the bigger picture and consider all factors that might contribute to this issue. By having a more nuanced understanding of the issue, we can work towards creating more equitable and inclusive workplaces for everyone. If you're a woman who's looking to advance at your current job, redirect your career path, or start your own business, these tips will help you move forward in life. My practical advice for women who want to advance in their careers: get out on your own. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit, self-motivation, and a passion to do something not offered at your current place of employment, starting your own business could be the best way forward. If you're thinking of income security and think about what if it fails, test it first. Do it as a side hustle. I know a lot of women have done this, and when they're confident that it could be their only source of income, they leave their 9-to-5 jobs. Promotion may not always be your best option. And speaking about side hustles, I believe that most of these are done through e-commerce. Thanks to the internet, many women are now into online selling. That can be a side hustle at the start, but can potentially grow over time. A clean, appealing, mobile-friendly page or website that's easy to navigate will help you succeed in the e-commerce market. Plus, remember, do a quality check of the products you are going to sell. Quality's one reason people go back to you for their needs and become your loyal customer. However, if your corporate job is really appealing to you and you want to pursue promotion, continue to improve yourself. Work on getting better and better with every opportunity that you see. If your company offers training, volunteer yourself to be enrolled in it. Let's face it, some of us took a degree that we really don't want, and we just choose it to make it easier for an entry-level job. For example, you have a degree in IT, but you're more into creatives. You can still use your learnings in IT and still be creative in another department, say the marketing department. Look for mentors who can teach you or introduce you to the field or department you're interested in. Ask around and be open to tell management your interests. Asking questions and asking for help is one way to increase your chances of success. By the way, I have an episode on the benefits of asking for help. The title of that episode is, Why is it good to ask for help? Asking for help does not mean you're incapable and does not mean you're incompetent. For more of this episode, you can listen to it at any major podcast player around, and I guarantee you will get valuable insights from that episode. Continuing with my advice to advance your career or future, however you decide to move forward, go 100% on it. Own it. Own your dreams, your vision, your work, and your responsibilities. At the end of the day, it all comes down to doing work that you can genuinely take pride in. Do it well and enjoy the process. So, to sum up, if you've got an entrepreneurial spirit, maybe it's time to think about starting your own business. The great thing about the e-commerce market is that there are tons of opportunities for people who want to work on their own terms. But whether you're looking for a promotion at your current job, thinking about switching careers, or starting your own business, one thing's for sure. You've got to keep learning and growing along the way. By constantly improving your skills and proving your value, you'll be able to create the career you've always wanted. And most importantly, don't forget to own your career. It's up to you to take charge and pursue your dreams. By doing so, you'll be able to live a life without regrets and make your mark on the world. Did you enjoy the episode today? I hope that you will be able to get valuable takeaways from this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see if I can do another episode on Women's Month to conclude our month-long celebration for this important milestone. See you next week. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time.